The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. Is Sister Black Rose on the line? Who do we have hosting the Lotus Place tonight?
You have Delta Cougar on tonight.
Okay, let's get started. All right.
Black Rose will be coming in later on, and we the one doing it tonight, and we're looking forward to doing it tonight. And I must say, our radio audience, welcome to the Lotus Place. And we would like for you to call in tonight. We would like for you to call in and talk about the subjects that we're going to talk about. If not, whatever you have on your mind, if you want to comment on something, we can talk about it. So please call in. Let me give you that radio number. Hold on, let me get the number. Or should I have the number?
It's 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. And *61 if you would like to speak to the host.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Aja. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Just fine.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
That's great. Great. Namaste to you.
Namaste to you. I have so many great hot topics that we can talk about tonight.
And I have one.
Oh, I have one hot topic.
Yeah, I was looking up something else. I was looking up something else, and I found a hot topic. It's a good hot topic.
Well, go with your hot topic, Anja.
Okay, because I have this one. Okay, well, this is an incident that happened in Inkster, not far from Black Rose. It's in Inkster, Michigan. And I was actually looking up some information in Inkster because Black Rose had said something about the schools being shut down there. And this incident appeared in their paper. There is an ex-police officer from Inkster. His name is William Melendez. He has been found guilty of two felony offenses. He stopped a motorist on January of 2015. This verdict came in a couple of months ago in November 19th. He stopped a motorist, and the motorist just had a suspended license. He pulled the motorist out of the car. He delivered 16 blows to him, and there's a picture of him. The guy is beaten up pretty bad. He said that the guy resisted arrest, which they always do. That he had some drugs inside of his system, said he had cocaine in his system. They always use that. But the jury found him guilty of two counts. One of let's see, what did they call it? Let's see. Assault with intent to do great bodily harm. Okay, so that charge can cause up to 10 years. He can get up to 10 years for that charge. And the other one was misconduct in office. Now, this officer also put the chokehold on him. And so this jury was not really all together on whether to find him guilty on that. So this one they didn't find him guilty on. But I was very happy to read this because the judge, her name was Rhonda Evans, she commended the jury for coming up with a decision, not necessarily the decision. She said, thank you for coming up with a decision based on your belief system. I feel that this jury, because it was seven blacks on this jury, the judge is black, the prosecutor is black, and they were probably threatened, you know. They probably got some death threats, and the judge also revoked his bond, so he had to go immediately to jail. And it showed on the video cam, after the video cam was released, the chief of Inkster, Michigan, resigned. The police chief resigned the next day. That's interesting. Now, the jury, there was eight women and four men, seven of them African American. They deliberated for 5 hours, and they found him guilty of those two charges. And also, they were looking at the charge of assault by strangulation. So they couldn't come all together on that one. But there was one witness, and she was the first lieutenant. She was also African American. And these are her words. And she said that, quote unquote, chokeholds are strictly forbidden because it, quote, restricts a person's ability to breathe. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me, Dutch Cougar?
Yes.
Okay, I just heard something.
I was just waiting.
Okay. I heard something go off on my phone. Okay, so you remember the Eric Garner incident, how it was shown on national TV, the chokehold? Okay.
Yes.
So this police officer, she's a first lieutenant. I'm just so proud that these people stood up, you know, and came up with this verdict. It's difficult for police officers to testify against each other. I mean, they have this blue code, you know, no matter whether they're right or wrong, they will still stand by each other. And I just know that those jurors and possibly, I'm sure, this first lieutenant were threatened. They were threatened to come and speak the truth. So, with all of this said, oh, and also, this was something else that happened during the court case. The wife of the police officer, Melendez, she abruptly jumped up and left the courtroom after she heard the verdict. And the judge ordered her to come back in and sit her tail down because she said it was disrespectful and unacceptable for her to just jump up and leave. And moments later, she dismissed the courtroom. But I commend all of them for that. And then the prosecutor, as I said, she was black, and she's been touted as being the toughest woman in Detroit. She said that police have to realize that misconduct and police brutality cannot and will not be accepted. So that case, I am happy that they found this cop guilty. He will not get out on bond. I'm glad that the man did not end up being killed. By looking at his picture, he was beat up pretty badly. And this was not a young guy. He looked to be at least 35, maybe 40. And get this, he does not have a criminal record whatsoever. Do you know how difficult it is for a black man to reach his 30s and 40s in this country and not have a criminal record?
Because
they don't give you a criminal record on anything. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Is that
they will put something on you. Is that Black Rose on the line? Yes. Yes.
Aja, I was trying to ask a question. Is that the man that was? Is that the man that it made the news that he had left his friend's house and he was driving, and they pulled him out of the car and they just began to beat him and beat him?
I don't know if he had left his friend's house, but I do know they pulled him out of the car and just started beating him. They yanked him out of the car.
Yeah. And he had been working, he's been a hard worker for years and years.
Yes, he worked for the Ford Motor Company.
That's the one. That is the
that's
one
the
that
one?
I've seen.
Oh,
that's
okay,
the one.
Okay.
Yeah, it was all over the news. And they beat him so bad. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, she looks terrible.
And he said that he couldn't, he said that he couldn't believe this because he never did nothing in his life.
No
reason at all. And then they try to use the excuse that he didn't stop at a red light, a stop sign or something. Then they saw them on camera. They saw him throw the drugs down there.
Oh, they did. Okay, okay. Because they said that they were planted. What is his name? He said that they were planted, in his car. Floyd Dent, D-E-N-T. And he also won a settlement. He won a settlement. $1,377,500. No, $1,377,500. Yeah.
Well, that is correct, because what happened was they looked on the police dash cam, and the man, he said that he couldn't understand it. He said, and by the way, the guy he worked for the company, the Ford company. The guy was driving a brand new car, too. He was driving a spanking brand new nice car.
Oh, they
and
really didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Mm. But this same officer have been in many other, had many other complaints on him.
I'm not surprised.
Other complaints.
I am not. They finally got him. They finally got him. So they have him in a special place in jail.
Where he needs to be.
And he does. And he cannot get out on bond. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Okay, and you have another hot topic, Audrey?
No, that was my only hot topic. I was so excited.
Well, now y'all know down south, the Southerners, we love to go to church and we love to get a little Jesus in us and we love to wear our big hats and the big hats, the gloves, the can-can dresses for the little girls and we love to go to church and that's our status symbol by our hat we wear, the clothes we wear. But anyway, this mother, it is a Baptist church in Carolina. This mother has been going to this church. She's 92 years old. She has been going to this church for 50 years.
Oh,
50
wow.
years. She's been going to this church. Well, the preacher came in, I guess a new one, or whatever. He's been there a minute, whatever. Sound like a young preacher. And he was checking the tithe paying books. Why would you be checking the tithe paying books? You should be worrying about preaching the word. Not worried about nobody paying tithes or not. Your job is to preach the word.
That's true.
Well, he sang in on this little mother who had been there 50 years. and summons her to the office, him and his deacon brothers.
How old was she? Said, about 90?
She was 92.
How old was she again? Wow.
92.
Okay.
And they summons her to the office, her and the deacon brothers, but mostly they say in the newspaper article, it's saying the pastor was the spearhead behind it. Mm-hmm. And they told the lady that, Sister So-and-so, you hadn't been paying your tithe. Now imagine the young lady, the little old lady, because I know my mother, even my husband retired. You only get a little certain amount. And when you pay those little bills, it's hardly nothing left. And plus, when you don't have no insurance, you got to pay your medicine. But they told the mother, they told the little lady that they was going to put her out of the church.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yes, I'll send y'all the article.
And they put they people out of the church now?
Wait, oh, girl. Yeah, this is the second time I heard this. They told her that if she didn't pay her money, they was going to put her out. Now imagine some of them folks. I had a father-in-law, and my father-in-law, his little old chick won but $400 and something a month. That's all he got.
Oh.
And do you not know that they took that lady who had been in that church 50 years, the preacher threw the lady out the church, took her name off the roll, said that she was not paying her share.
That's unbelievable. They threw her out.
But 92 years old. Now, don't you know some of the deacon brothers and everybody should have rose up in the church?
They should have just left. They knew this woman. They've been seeing her all these years and they allowed that?
50 years.
And they allowed that?
The police came and everything and they escorted the woman out of the church because she would not pay tithes.
Wait a minute, they escorted her out?
Yes.
They escorted her out?
Escorted her out and put her out the church and said that she did not pay her tithes.
This sounds like another world.
And then took her name off the roll.
Wow.
At 92.
This is kind of scary now. That's getting scary. That's scary. Where's Jesus? What would Jesus do?
Ooh. At 92 years old. At 92.
I don't care if she was 32. You don't
but imagine now, but imagine you would do that to an old lady.
I mean, she's been going there all these years.
All these years, 50 years, because she wouldn't. See, let me tell y'all something. The preacher gets some of those tithes.
I know. He gets a big cut. That's why they're so insistent on people paying. Man.
And that poor little lady, after 50 years
in that church, believe he went after her,
she cannot go to that church anymore. The preacher.
Oh, wow. And that's all she knows. That's all she knows. It's not like she can just go to another church.
That is so
sad. That has to really do something to her, too.
Okay. Mm. Now, let's go to Cam Newton. You know, everybody noticed when Cam Newton won last Sunday to go to the Super Bowl. And the white media have just started in on Cam Newton. Said his long
time. Now you know I don't keep up with the TV and stuff. Who is Cam Newton?
He's the football player that's going up against this white legend quarterback.
Okay.
He plays for the Panthers.
Charlotte. Okay. Hey, I see that.
Hey.
Hey, Icy Hot.
Icy Hot, were you on when I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
she was quiet.
Yes.
What do you think about that, Icy Hot? Me and you love to go to church. What do you think about them throwing the 92-year-old lady out?
Everybody in the church ought to rebel and walk on up out of there.
That's what I said. They ought to stand up for her. They really should. They should stand up for her.
And the old lady was so...
You doing all you can do is just to get to church every
just
time.
At that age? No.
And then the way the preacher told her, you're not carrying your load.
Mm.
She carried the load by coming to church.
I know.
Getting dressed.
Just getting their clothes on at 92. I'm having trouble, but I'm way under that.
Yeah. Putting on a nice little hat. You know she wore a hat every Sunday.
Yeah.
That is awful.
Put on her stockings and a little high heel shoe and her little shawl and a little lipstick and powder.
That is so sad. But anyway.
Do you know the name of that church, Mother Dunning? Do you know the name of that church, Delta?
Yeah, that's one we need to know the name of and put it out there for.
I want the name of that church.
Okay. No, doctor don't have that though.
No, but I got it on my Facebook page. My phone won't let me go back while I'm on the phone with y'all.
Well, I'm gonna hound you for this the next time because I'm gonna remember
but I'm
this.
It to you.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna remember this. He's gonna hear from me.
Okay,
he needs to hear from a lot of people.
Yes, that could have been my grandmother. My grandmother died at the age of 92,
94.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When this is over, Audrey, you call me and I wanna get your number, and then that way I don't want you to give
I'm gonna blast
my box. Okay.
Okay.
But anyway, they have started in on Cam Newton. They even had him on the news today.
Why they in on him?
Because he's a black quarterback, and he's doing good. He's doing great, and he hadn't lost all the whole season. He hadn't lost but one game, and. Uh-huh. Now they are started in on him. The white lady, when he did the little shepherd dance last night when he won, he didn't do a dirty dance. He just tuck his hands.
I don't care what kind of dance. They
all he did was tuck his hands and like kind of did a little with his foot. It's a little and made a motion. Made a motion like spars your head. That's all he did. Made a motion.
That's jealous.
The white woman wrote the newspaper. And says that her and her daughter was so offended by that. They were very highly offended by that dance.
Her daughter wanted him.
Yes. Because I did see a picture of him on Facebook. Look. He's a nice looking dude.
Yeah, but you know what he said, Dina? And this what got the white women mad. He says he's true to his black roots.
Yes, I did see that on Facebook. I was wondering what was he talking about.
He's got
a black wife, right?
No, he doesn't. He has a girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend. Okay.
And they just recently had a child.
I saw him with a picture. Okay.
Yeah, they just had a baby in the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal now went after him, talking about he's promoting, single mothers with no fathers and they all on welfare.
Are you serious?
Roland Martin got him good this morning. Roland Martin called him out on it. Roland Martin called him
Wall Street Journal?
Yep.
Roland Martin told him, said, do you remember when Tom Brady got a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Another woman. And he said, and y'all didn't say nothing about that. He said, and then Tom Brady didn't even marry that woman. He quit her and went and married the Marla.
Yep. And so
I ain't heard now one of us to say nothing about that.
But you know, I live right outside of Charlotte, and I remember, because I do listen to sports talk radio and I call into the local station. But I'm telling you, from before they even drafted him, these crackers down here, and when I say cracker, I'm talking about racist white Southerners and all of that, and all the racism and stuff. They be talking about this boy like he too slow. You know how they do. The black people ain't intelligent enough.
Yeah, they'll find anything.
Yeah, yeah,
they'll find anything.
But now, you know, and I call in and I remind them all that crap y'all was talking in 2011 when I was like, look at him now. And I was like, it was so sweet that Terry Bradshaw had to hand him that NFC Championship trophy, because Terry Bradshaw was one of those talking about he was too dumb to play, you know, quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I love that young man. And I remember when him and his friends took a trip to Mexico, and they joking around, and they had their little bandanas on their faces. Some of them did, and, you know, they was giving their sorority signs and whatnot. And then this white woman gonna post on his Instagram account calling him, talking about, look at them thugs and them gangbangers and all this and that. And he came back on her, and he posted another picture of them all in suits and said, we all got college degrees. And he was like, I ain't trying to be who you want me to be. I'm trying to be something that's never been.
Him.
Yeah, that's what he told
him. That's what he told him the other day. He told him that, and I like that about him. He said, I'm not
that's gonna, good.
Basically, it's what he's telling the white man. He's not coming out calling them a white man. He's basically, we all know what he's saying. He basically told them, I am not going to let y'all make me out who y'all want me to be. I'm going to stay true to my roots and where I come from.
Oh, that's
and
so
I
good.
Don't want your white poison.
Oh! He said, I know
really?
Where I come from. And I know my roots. And I'm not gonna let nobody turn me around. And see, now they have posted tonight, Scotty, on the Facebook page, TMZ, what you call it, TMZ, they got him sitting at some type of club with another black girl, and I'm glad she's black. Because he was basically letting them know he don't want you if you ain't black. And so
love
he's
it.
Sitting there tonight with another black one, and they trying to say, okay, now your girl just had a baby and you out with another one.
Oh,
Lord.
Well, at least he can afford them.
Yeah, but how do they know? That wasn't a friend of his, or that we don't know who.
Exactly. His cousin, the best friend of the girl, they don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then I like the way the black girl that she dressed. She ain't dressed like a hoochie coochie mama. She dressed in a nice, like a little Michelle Obama dress. Then the other, and then Cam Newton have on a suit.
And he does a lot for these inner city kids in Charlotte through his Cam Newton Foundation. He do a lot for them. I mean, he generally does love kids. He really does. And and I was reading like
that's why they talking about him like that.
Yeah,
dude.
And I was reading his
he's
high
doing
school.
Something.
His high school
we need to
coach.
Take a break, too, guys.
Okay. But let me just say this. The high school coach said that he was like that in high school, that he was always playing with little kids and stuff. So he generally loves kids because they try to say, oh, that's just a front and whatnot. No, he's been that way all his life.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about him, he's still hanging out with the young men from in his inner circle. He didn't change his inner circle after he got to making money. But yet now, I must say, a lot of his inner circle have went on to college and made something of themselves.
Oh, yeah. And this so last blame. One thing, this last one thing, when those people were murdered by that racist Dylan Roof, he went down there. They didn't make a whole lot of mainstream coverage because he did it on the down low. He said, I ain't do it to be seen by nobody.
Yeah. You know what, Scotty? You absolutely correct, Scotty. And Scotty,
hello.
He went. And Scotty.
Hey, Black Rose. Hey, Black Rose.
I didn't know if my mic was open or not. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I spoke to you
okay.
earlier.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I was walking back to the hotel. Who are you all speaking about? Who is it?
Cam Newton. The white
Cam
folks
Newton.
Born.
The one
yeah,
the white one the white women are sitting up here clowning about on him.
Yeah, they all on
the ball field. Right.
Oh, they can't
okay.
they're all going after him. And we all know
yes.
why they're going after him because he basically
they
let
want,
them
they
know.
Want him. They
they,
want
he
him.
Basically let them
he
know.
He is nice
know.
Looking, I tell
they
you.
They want him. They want
but
something.
He told
yeah.
him no. He
they
is
want
true
that black
to his roots.
And they want some brown babies. Yeah, they want
yeah,
little
they
pretty
want,
brown
they
babies.
Want some of that brown
giving
baby.
The black, if he's giving the black girls babies, at least
they ain't interested
girl.
In no brown babies. They interested in his green money.
You got
well,
that
green
right.
money and brown babies. Well, the brown babies is a means to an end, the green money,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah,
oh, right.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're after that green. They see green. And the sooner that black people realize that is that that's the color that they see is green, then things would be a lot better probably. But anyway, mm-hmm. go ahead. I am enjoying the conversation. I just want to say hello to everyone. Thank you for getting the show going and popping. I hear you guys. It's just hot. I love it. We have a hot letter from Delta Cougar tonight.
And Black Rose, you know, because I'm just, what do you think about, because this just has floored me. What do you think about them putting a 92-year-old mother out the church because she's been in this church 50 years here since she was a little girl, and they sold mm-hmm. her out the church because they said she quit paying her tithes. Isn't that horrible?
You know what? She has paid enough tithes to build a whole another church herself.
She has.
So, you know that I think that that's ridiculous.
She
and
should have her own wing, right?
Yeah. They should name a wing in honor of her. And I think that that's just it's ludicrous. It's insane. It's obscene. I just cannot believe that they will put that woman out because she stopped paying her tithes. She's paid her dues. I believe that when you
but do you not
whatever
know.
It is for AARP people, whatever it is, whatever that age is for you older people, you seniors 65, 66, whatever the hell it is, I think, what is it?
65 for seniors.
65.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nobody over 65 should have to pay taxes on any damn thing. Nothing.
You white.
Because you paid your dues. You know what I
you
mean?
Are you are absolutely
pay,
right. Next
yeah,
year, I'm
you,
gonna stop paying anything.
You pay your dues. You pay your dues. Rent should be free. If you
yeah.
want to go to school, that should be free. You've been paying all your damn life. Hell, you're gonna die
all my life
probably. So I mean, you
yeah.
go ahead on and give them what they need. They're seniors. Let's take care of them. They need to have
yeah.
free housing. Free food.
Yes.
They need to get a free EBT
yes.
card, whatever
yes.
bridge card.
But Black
it,
Rose, you know, that's why they mm-hmm. keep pushing up the retirement age, because they want us to die before we can collect them benefits.
Sure do.
Exactly.
They push it up to 67, didn't they?
Yes. And now they even talking about pushing it up to 70.
Ooh.
And hell, at the rate that they are poisoning the water and the food, none of us will make it to 50. So, you
right.
know, like you said, Scotty, they know that we won't make it to that age. So, that's ridiculous. 92 years of age, and they put her out of church? Please. Everybody needs to stop going to that. They need to, instead of boycotting the damn office, boycott that goddamn church. That's what I think.
Uh-uh. No, wait one moment. You open up a can of worms. Did y'all hear what Sarah Palin's daughter, Brista Palin, I sent it to you, Miss Hattie. I sent it to
that
all
tramp,
y'all.
I'm like Mother Hattie.
I got
I'm like to get Scotty's
phone
tramp.
So I can send
what
it
you
to
call
her.
Tramp? Yeah. There she is. She's a damn tramp. Running
she,
around
oh
here having
my
illegitimate
God.
Children. Her and her little whack-ass mama. Tramp. That's what I think about her. Tramp. Go ahead on and tell a story, Delta.
Well,
she's a tramp.
She said that she agreed with Emma, what was the girl that just stirred up all that? What was her name?
Stupid
Emma,
ass Stacey Dash. No,
Stacey,
stupid ass Stacey Dash. Is trying to
well,
remain
she
relevant
agreed
because
with,
nobody
she agreed with
no
Stacey.
Bye.
She agreed with Stacey, and she said she's sick of black folks. We freed y'all. They freed y'all from slaves. You're still complaining. And yeah, you always want a handout. You don't need no BET, and you don't need to be complaining about not getting no Oscar. But basically what she's saying, because half of you can't act good anyway. Then she says, she wrote a long article. Then she says, Denzel Washington. And Denzel Washington and the tall one. Oh God, the tall black actress with the eyeglasses on.
Denzel Washington and Danny Glover. Danny Glover.
Oh, it's another. But anyway, what she was saying that they all y'all look alike. She said they all look alike. So you can't tell them apart, no way. And she said, and you're always up and complaining. Audra, find her article, please, so we can read that on the thing.
What is the child's name?
Her name.
I think it's Bristol
it?
Palin.
Bristol
Palin. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You guys are really young on this line, but you know. That way back in the old days, and I don't know who sung this song, we ought to send that one to her, because what it says is, tramp, what you call me?
What you call
tramp?
Yeah.
I ain't got no high class clothes and no leather something. I don't know.
Right. Yes. We remember.
What you call
me? We remember. Okay. I can't believe they even gave this lady, not lady, this person, attention.
Well,
I mean, gosh.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't
yeah.
give you or me the airtime on Fox or CNN, but they would give her airtime because that's what they want.
Right.
Foolery, foolishness, silliness, tramp. That's what they promote.
And she just had a baby from another man. Yeah, she just had another baby and not married, and the man is suing her for child support. Then Sarah Palin's boy, he just beat his girlfriend, and listen at what his lawyer said that he would beat her again because the girl called his mother a media whore. Yes.
She is what she is. I mean, Sarah Palin's an idiot. I mean,
they're scraping the bottom of the barrel now in this country.
They really are.
That's the bottom of the barrel.
They let you
including Trump.
All of their voting and stuff is a joke.
And then
when they allow
said you need to
Trump
get
to dominate the media.
Yeah.
And she said that you need to get rid of the BET, the wars, and all that. Oh, Brista Palin just went on and on and on.
Well,
she said she's
none
of y'all niggas complain.
She's a non-factor. She's a non-factor.
And she said, and we always want a hand-me-down.
And they started the darn food stamps for white women in the first place. It wasn't for us.
She's a non-factor.
It wasn't for us.
anyway, she's a non-factor. That little girl, she's nobody and nothing. Forget her.
Okay, we need to get our break in right now, please.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Oh man, this thing.
Do we have a break?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it to play.
Need some help?
Yeah, it's not playing. It's just playback fail.
Okay, sometimes it will do that. Let me see.
So we're going to break.
You are tuned
in
to the Black Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right.
Yeah, so, let me, can I go one back to Cam Newton one more time, and I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
Now, they did not have anything to say about this young man until he goes up against Peyton Manning. Now, Peyton Manning, now look, now his, they just said that stem cells from babies with hormone growth stem cells that's from babies were sent to his house. You ain't hearing them talk about that too much, Gina. You see them trying to shut that down, but you mm-hmm. white devil's trying to bring up about he had a baby. Cam Newton had a baby. He ain't doing no more than what the other men are doing.
I'm telling you, that's not even
only
new.
The only thing he's doing is he got some money to pay for it. Because you better believe that baby going to probably get. And that's his longtime sweetheart. And
oh, that's
and
correct.
If he been cheating on her, the other may be just a booty call. But look, I ain't got nothing to do with that. But either way it go, that baby going to be well taken care of. And that's the
believe
bottom
that.
Line.
Believe that.
All
you
right.
ain't gonna have to get us with no food stamp.
Yeah. Mother Zola,
like you had to
mind,
give Brits the payment.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you have mind, body, and spirit?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Conscious Revolution. All right.
Conscious Revolution.
Listen up, everybody. The universe is listening. Change your mind. Change your world. If we realize just how powerful our thoughts are, we'd never think a negative thought. Be careful of your self-talk. Be careful of what you say repeatedly, because you're sending these vibrations out into the universe as this is what you desire. In order for us to thrive and understand this universe we live in, it is crucial that we understand that every living thing, every being, every thought is made of energy. And how that energy flows determines our health and well-being physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Thoughts are energy. Music is energy. That's why music is being used against blacks now. The vibrations of the music that is very popular right now, it's on a lower frequency, and it's bringing down the vibrational level of those who strongly engage in this type of music. When we say things like, I can't do this, I never win anything, my life is a mess, we'll never be free, I always pick the wrong guy, I always end up with losers, I must be a loser. The universe is agreeing with us, because every time we send this thing, these messages out, then once you've said it, Now you're going to justify what you said in your everyday activities. Your thoughts create your reality. Every time I get some extra money, something happens. Yes. Every time you say that, you're sending that out, and it's going to come right back to you, what you just said. Without monitoring your mind and your mouth, the majority of what you say to yourself can poison your attitude, weaken your spirit, amplify your fears, and drain your body of good health. They say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. This is true. But the mind can also be a prison. The cells in your body react to everything your mind says. Negative self-talk brings your immune system down. Positive thinking builds your immune system up. This is documented. This is true stuff. Positive thinking releases dopamine, serotonin, opiates, and oxytocin. All of these hormones help stabilize your immune system. Now, negative thinking releases cortisol and adrenaline and also prevents the positive chemicals from being released in your body. Now, listen to this. Cortisol produces that fat around your middle that you can't seem to get rid of. No matter how much you exercise, no matter how much you cut down on food, it's still there. It's stress-related fat. It has nothing to do with eating. You're overstressing. I learned that in health when I was taking some health college courses. Focus on the bad, and they will grow. Focus on gratitude consciousness, and the blessings have nowhere to do, nothing to do but grow. Remember, you can always, always, always have something to be grateful for. You are a soul. Have you forgotten? Learn to keep your heart open and above anything else, above your partner, above your children, above your mother, above anybody. Love yourself unconditionally because it starts there. If you don't love yourself, everything else is null and void. It will be sabotaged eventually. No matter what mistakes you feel you've made, these were learnings. Even the relationships that went bad, they were love coaches to help you get it right. As we were not meant to be perfect, have no regrets. The choices you made were based on what you knew at that time in your life. And lastly, you are part of the universe. You have greatness within you. You have talents and skills like no one else. Focus on that, and it will grow. I used to tell my daughter all the time, I'm the president of your fan club. I'm the president of your fan club. I wanted her to feel confident about herself, know that somebody was rooting for her. Well, be the president of your own fan club. Be your greatest fan. Root for yourself. That's what I'm starting to do. There has to be a revolution, people, but it has to be a revolution of consciousness. Namaste. Are you listening?
I'm sorry.
Hello. I said namaste. That's it.
Thought that was wonderful.
So do you get what I'm saying when you do negative self-talk to yourself? You're actually sending these things out to the universe, and the universe wants to comply with you.
Yep.
If you say, I'll never get it, I'll never win anything, the universe will say yes, yes. You know, I can't make it. I can't do math. I've never been able to do math. Yes, yes. You know, so this is what you're sending out. And when you think it, when you say it repeatedly to yourself like that, then subconsciously in your everyday activities and the things that you do, you're gearing yourself towards that way. Because if you say, I can't ever do math, I'm just not good at math. Anytime somebody puts a math problem in front of you, you're going to just push it away. You know, I'm not good at math. And then you will make it be true. So we really, really have to think about the things that we constantly say, we constantly put out into the universe. You know, we're always killing each other. Yes. we'll never be free. Yes. You know, we can't keep sending out negative things like that, because our body really does listen. Black Rose, you have any comments? Are you there? Delta Cooper, are you there?
I'm here.
Cousin
Hattie? Okay.
Yes.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, I need comment. I need feedback, because these things are really, they're really something that we do, some of us, subconsciously. I know I do.
Well, it's important. Yeah, it is important to say and speak positive.
Yes. You correct.
Always.
Yeah. Something that Black Rose was saying, and you caught her, and she was about to correct herself. But you said, no, don't say that. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, I'm always saying that to people. As a matter of fact, my church, that was the kind of fast that we had this year. We didn't fast from food. We fasted from negative talk. We fasted from gossip and backbiting. That was what our fast was. It wasn't your traditional. And then we found out, and I try to practice that too, it a lot, oftentimes, I really do. But we found out that you have to really be conscious of your words. I mean, you're right. I mean, I thoroughly agree with you there. It's just no way to be negative and expect positive to come out of it.
Exactly.
And I'm going to say this, and y'all might beat me up for it, but I can tell you, a lot of other folks in this world, Caucasians, you are not going to hear them come out with this positive talk. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. You're perfect. We tend to be very negative people culturally, to be honest with you.
Yep.
So we really do have to work on that.
Yep.
I think so, and
we
got to stop it.
We do. We so really, really
help
really
and
do.
Each other.
Yes. There was something on Facebook one day, and this is a friend of mine that posted this. There was something that was posted about a judge that was slapped on the street by a white man. He, of course, didn't realize she was a judge, but she didn't have a robe on. But he slapped her for really no apparent reason. He just slapped her. And of course, he had to pay for that. He was arrested and everything. But somebody posted that, and then somebody else, a person that I know, I've known him for years, and this happened in Chicago. So his post was, instead of saying, yeah, that was good for him, that he got caught, he slapped the wrong person. He said, yeah. And that city is where we're just killing up each other, just shooting up each other. And I was like, now where did that come from? Where did that negative remark come from a judge getting slapped on the street by a white man? She was an older lady. It looked like she was about 60. So I thought, that was negative.
That's programmed self-hate.
She's a very angry man.
That's programmed self-hate.
What did you say, Scotty?
That is programmed self-hate. That is a right-wing talking point that has been programmed into some black people, not all, but into some black people. Just like, let me use Cam Newton again, for example. I was listening yesterday to talk radio, and this black man, you know, Cam said that I'm an African-American. This black man gonna come call in and talking about all this black and white stuff and this negative stuff, and it's really just coming from all the black people. We're just all Americans. Now, where in the hell have you heard black people say that until you start hearing it with these right-wing white racists saying, oh, we're all Americans and like that? And I had to call in and correct this dude. And I was like, you know, I was like, you know, do you got a problem with the Japanese steakhouse? Do you go up to them and say, hey, this is just a damn steakhouse? This ain't no Japanese steakhouse. Do you go up to Irish? Do you go up to Irish Americans? And when they're celebrating St. Patrick's Day with their green beer and say, hey, why don't you have red, white, and blue beer? This is America. You know, it's only when black people acknowledge our African roots that those comments come up. And it's just really shameful that some of our people repeat that garbage.
You are so right. And we're the ones who do that. No other race of people do that. We're the only ones. We're the only ones. Just like Mother Hattie said, we're the only ones. It's self-hate.
But we're going to change that behavior. We're going to change it and keep correcting ourselves.
We have got to.
But you know what? This is what Cam Newton told him. He says, y'all never see nobody like me, and y'all don't know how to mold me. He says, but I am a black quarterback. This is what I want you to know. I am a black quarterback. And what he's saying to them, I'm not going to change. I'm black. I'm proud of being black. And I'm not going to nobody change me from being black. I am who I am. And see, a lot of them, they don't want to acknowledge that. They jump up and get some money. And just like the children later. And just like the two that made a joke last week, Black Rose, we was talking about, they posted it on Twitter or something, and somebody captured it and posted it out on Facebook so everybody can see. They had three white girls standing there, and these are black football players. They had three white girls standing there, and they had a black girl standing there, and she was dark-skinned. And the two football players, they was joking around, and they they went to talking to each other, and they asked him, say, do you want her? And he said, no. And the other one said, you can have that one in the middle. And he hollered, I don't want that black D.
Oh, she no, said, are you serious?
She said, he too black for me. And then what he said, the girl was too black for him, and he's a black, both of them now, little old short black football player, and got old bleach brown blondes on their arms, three of them. And the what happened was the people, and I'm glad the black women, and a lot of people rose up against them, and the people went where they was and started boycotting where they was playing ball at. And I like that.
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad. It's time for the women to stand up now. I'm really getting tired of this being beaten down by so many people. I mean, we got it coming from every which way, you know. But I'm grateful for the ones like Scotty, Canty, what's his name?
Mr. Brown.
Yes. And this Cam guy, stand up for the black
Cam women. Cam Newton.
Yes.
And Cam Newton, he's standing up for them. He's letting them know, you're not going to control me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be disrespectful.
Empress Xi always says, the African woman is the original woman.
Yes. Yes.
And when we realize who we really are, we're going to really be off the chains.
Oh, my goodness. Hell has no fury like a black woman scorn.
We're not scorning, sister. We still going to go on the positive. We're going on the positive. We're going to let them scrump around there on that little dirt floor by themselves, and we're going on to higher heights.
and then, you know what? And I agree with what Black Rose said, too. All the white woman who wrote in, because she the one started up a lot of it, she wrote in and talking about the dance and stuff he done, in which the boy did not do a provocative dance. You go back and look at it. The boy just motioned his hands towards heaven and pushed his feet a little bit. He was trembling going forward. And what he looked like, they on their way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all he was saying. But that white whore, let me tell you something about it. That white whore, if she could get to him and lay down with him, she'll
in
a minute.
Exactly.
And she want him to do those same moves on her.
Exactly.
Yes, on the faster. Yes, indeed. So much hate for them. From them. It's really, they really are showing themselves, though. They really are. They're showing who they really are.
Oh, and then, oh, can I say something else? On Roland Martin this morning, I mean, they was talking, and they was talking about, he named Oprah Winfrey, and he named Oprah, oh God, he named three prominent black, oh, he named O.J. Simpson, and he named Bill Cosby, and he made her name another one, and he said this morning, he says, when they get through with you, he said, they'll show you how they feel about you. He said, because you'll be just like Oprah. You'll be just like Bill Cosby. And you'll be just like the other guy just named. So think about this. What I want to know, did Oprah get pushed off the white TV? What happened? Because the man was basically saying they pushed Oprah out off the network. It's basically
what she don't
saying.
have her own show anymore.
She have her own show, but something went on, and that's what they were saying this morning on the news. Cause he named Oprah. He told them. He said.
You think it was because she was put off of the mainstream and she started her own network?
Yeah, but he talked like they pushed her off. She didn't just go off on her own. He's saying basically.
Well, they push you, and that's what happens. She's doing better with her own network than theirs.
And he said, he said they showed her. He said they're gonna do it just like they did O.J. Black so-and-so. You know what? And he said they did Oprah Black so-and-so. They showed her she was still black. He said. And they showed Bill Cosby, he was still black.
But he may have been talking about that time when she went out of the country and the lady didn't know who she was when she was trying to get that person. She accused her of stealing the purse or something like that. He may have been talking about that. But it was really time for her to go. It was really time for her to get off it. Yeah. Scotty, can you do the commercial for us? Because
sure.
I don't know if this will work for me again. Oh, I can try. Let's see.
I got it for you. Don't worry about it.
No. Okay. Yeah, it's still not playing. Hey!
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Let's give the call-in number, and then let's start with our topic for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Women who love too much, women who give too much. The call-in number is, the dial-in number is 641-715-3660. The participant code number is 549-032 and *61 if you would like to speak. So, women who love too much, women who give too much. Let's talk about what some of the symptoms are. Now, I do have a little bit of authority on this, because, you know, I did tell you guys I was coming out. So, I used to be one of these women. Now, I didn't chase men. I didn't call and hang up. I didn't drive by and, you know, see if they have any woman in their house. Anything like that, but I was one of those women that I just always seemed to pick the wrong guy. I'd always seem to pick the guy who had problems. And since I was so nurturing and loving and giving and I love everybody, and I couldn't understand why
the love was not being returned, you know. So I am no longer that type of person. I did do some studying, some research, and all that good stuff. But there's a book out called Women Who Love Too Much, and it's by this therapist called Robin Norwood. And she said that they're often the loved the least, and they always want to try to fix somebody. You know, they'll find somebody. Usually, it's somebody that they may have a drug problem. They have problems of committing. They're emotionally unavailable, or they may be married. Which they didn't tell the person from the get-go that they were married. Oh, we're married, but we don't sleep together. You know, we in separate bedrooms, you know. Some will lie like that. And so the woman still wants to hang on to the relationship, and she wants to make it work and all of that. And she just gives. And it's very painful, for the woman. And this can be very addictive. It can be very harmful health-wise to the woman. And sometimes, depending on how deeply the woman is involved or how deeply she is affected, it can also become suicidal for some women. And sometimes they end up in abusive relationships. Whereas they can't get out of, they don't want to get out of, they want to try to fix the man. Sometimes a man is dealing with alcoholism, and she feels that she can make everything all right, that she can make it work. So, Delta Kuba, I know you have a very high level of self-esteem, and you, I'm sure, have never had any of these problems, but women who have low self-esteem, usually from dealing with childhood issues, maybe one or both of the parents did not give them the love and attention that they needed, and so they grow up looking for this love and affection that they did not receive at home. And so they're looking for it in the wrong places. And so,
well you got that's you absolutely correct on that part. But yet you have some kids and some young ladies come from homes where both of them have been shown love by both parents. But when we get out in the world, we want to experience our own love. And make our own way. And a lot of these young girls today it's different from when we was coming up, when we was dating. A lot of young girls, they'll tell you a way to a man. We say, the older women, like our age, we would say a way to a man is a stomach. They don't say that no more. They say a way to a man is how much they can buy them. They started to buy them clothes, shoes. Oh, now they love to buy them tennis shoes. They started to buy them clothes, shoes, shirts, everything. Because my little granddaughter, she's 12.
Uh-huh.
And she going to tell me the other day that she need to buy this boy a pair of pants. And I told her and she was 12, and you know what I told her before I know?
Oh my goodness.
I said, wait, you know that expression. I said, you ain't gonna buy no man no pants. I said, you don't have a pot to piss in or chunk it out the window. I said, you ain't gonna buy nobody no pants, and you ain't gonna start that like your mama. I said,
Her mom does that.
Uh-huh. I said, you ain't gonna do it. And see, back then, we call ourselves here, getting the house all nice and ready at the house. I know I did when I was a girl coming up trying to date a young lady. I would get my house. Well, really, I never
I've never really been out on my own because I went from my mother to my husband's house. But either way it go though, when I was married, you want to get your house all ready and get your dinner together, and you want to cook a good dinner. And that's the way it's getting to your husband, but getting to your boyfriend. But now, it's how much stuff you buy them. The girls don't let the gentlemen buy them anything anymore. They don't do that. Mm. The girl, think about it. The young ladies now rushing to buy the young men all this stuff. They buy them rims on their cars.
What?
They buy them cell phones. They buy them rings. Buy them earrings going both ears. They put tattoos on them. They put designer clothes on them. Even they kids probably ain't even got no shoes. They feed them steak. Giving him the good life and neglecting their kids. This is what they do now.
Wow.
I've
heard of women taking care of men, you know, but I just thought that they was. Wow.
The young ladies, when they start dating, they start taking care of them and don't let a young lady get a place. If she get a place, oh my God, she's coming right on in the next day.
Wow.
She's coming right on in. She ain't gonna play. He ain't gonna play. He's coming right on in with them.
Hmm.
So that's what we have to think about.
So the men do not have to court the women anymore, right?
No, they don't do that no more because the women are courting him. The women are running them down. The women are running them down like dogs in heat. Have you ever seen a pack of dogs? And a dog is in heat. All the male dogs gonna follow behind that one girl dog.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but listen at this though. That's the way it's supposed to be. But now you take the woman. All the women run behind the men. They run behind them. The men don't have to run behind women no more. If you don't believe me, ask Scotty. He's a man.
Do they do that at your age group too?
Please repeat the question because my daughter was talking to me.
No, what I was saying, Scotty, we got a lot of women today, and they ain't got to be young women. They middle-aged women, older women. They are buying the men a lot of things now. They are buying cars, clothes. Whatever it takes to keep their man.
Well,
because I heard a woman say, and she was talking about my boy, my baby boy, and she said, "Well, whatever he want, I'ma buy it."
Well, I don't really got a problem with that because men been doing that for a long time. You know, we've been treating the ladies and whatnot, and we buy them things, and so hey. I'm an equal opportunity employer, so I ain't got a problem with that. But I don't know if it's a generational thing, because when I was in high school, I started dating this black woman who had just got out the military. So she was probably about 24 or something like that. And I wouldn't be asking her for nothing, but she certainly will take me to the mall and buy the clothes and dress me up. And you know, if I needed anything, all I had to do was ask her. Now, I didn't take advantage of her or nothing like that, but I don't, you know, and this was back in the 80s when I was in high school. This was probably around in 85 or 86. And, you know, she was, you know, making it clear to me that if I needed anything, all I had to do was ask her, because she had it like that.
Well, I think you got to look at the type of woman.
Was she
the type of woman who does those kinds of things?
Mm-hmm.
Or young lady, even if it's whatever they see going on around them. It almost seems like it may be a geographic kind of thing, because I hear you talk a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily see a lot of that, and certainly didn't see it in my generation, that the people that would generally do something like that would be women who had either low self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
or who were very poor women. Like you said, they won't buy their children food and children can need shoes, but they're doing this for this man.
Now, I ain't never seen nothing that's, like that. Now.
That's just to keep a man, and they need a man to make themselves feel whole.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of natural, because I believe from the bottom of my heart, that's how it should be. But some women are not able to see the forest for the trees, for lack of a better word. And they're willing to do anything to fulfill their natural instinct of a woman to have a man.
But you know,
because men are supposed to have women, and women are supposed to have a man.
But
when the card has been topsy turvy like that,
but I don't think
it's just sometimes.
I don't think it's a gender thing, because I know guys like that. That there's a guy that, you know, not that I'm judging him or anything, but he is not an attractive guy. He looks like a gremlin, you know. I'm serious, but he works all the time. He dresses nice. But I know a few women that he was dating, because one of them was my cousin. And that's how he kept his women, was he bought them. He bought them. I ain't gonna say he bought them, but he showered them.
But that's
them
the role of a man. That's, men and women have functions.
Look, I ain't never
there's
did
a
that.
Function. There's a function for the male. There's a function for the female.
Why you say men and supposed to do that? I don't believe that, and I don't do that. I don't be trying to buy no woman.
To me, that's not buying a woman.
I mean,
is providing.
Yeah, but if we're talking about
dating.
I guess I'm
from the traditional sense. That's where I'm talking from. That's where I'm coming
from. I understand what you're saying.
And that's just my perspective. This is my perspective, and I'm not willing to argue about it at all.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just offering a
No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying you're wanting to, but I'm just saying, this is just my perspective. A man has a role. Man can't have no babies. Women have babies.
You know,
man's supposed to provide, should be providing for the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Woman's supposed to provide certain things for the man to take care of the home or what have you.
Right.
And quite honestly, when they're in the dating stage, or people just having, they're not out, they're not committed in a matrimony or something.
Right. Right.
They really shouldn't be buying each other a bunch of stuff anyway. You save
point.
It for later.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
you got Christmas and you got holidays.
Right.
You
want to
buy them birthdays, and you
yeah.
buy people gifts because you care about them and let them know it means something to you. So that's kind of my perspective of
things. And let me
and
rephrase
something's wrong with a woman that goes around buying men.
I don't know. It just depends on if they got it like that. Maybe they just got a generous spirit.
I'm not talking about that group of people that just got it like that.
Okay.
I'm talking about people who just as a general rule say, I'll do anything
to keep a man
keep
or
this
keep
man.
A woman.
That's all
yeah,
I'm saying.
It's not, a different. It's a different.
And let me say this. Let me say this too.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's that age gap, like, to me, the woman was molesting you. If you got an 18-year-old and a 24-year-old, it's just like Stella got her groove back. That's not the best way to be. You know, if you want something that's kind of equal, if you want something that's kind of healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know men have always traditionally
gone after really younger women, and so the women figure it's time to turn about. And for me, neither one of those situations is really.
I mean, it was only like a five year age difference, but I get what you're saying. I did have some cougars come after me when I was in high school. Yeah, I had some 30-year-olds trying to get with me and whatnot. But, you know, one of the things my ex-wife said to me a couple of years ago, when we've been divorced for, I got divorced in 2000 and not long after my second daughter was born. And they're in their 20s now. Man, I'm getting old. She said
to me,
she said to me, you were always a good provider, just out of the blue. That's what she said to me. Now, obviously, she didn't had, you know, been with, she's actually been married again and whatnot. And she's divorced from him and whatnot. She got other children and whatnot. So I guess the guys that she was, you know, with after me wasn't providing like that. But like I told her, though, I wasn't doing it all by myself because she would work, too. You know, because, I mean, when I got out the military, it was hard to find a job around here. And we were struggling as a young couple and whatnot. And so, today, and I guess it's a regional thing or whatnot, but today it's kind of hard to make it without two incomes, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I have never been one of those women that just like to lavish men with things. I'm like Mother Hattie. I want men to buy me stuff. Now, if it's a holiday or their birthday or Christmas, then we're going to do an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
But so far as me just buying them stuff, just buying, that says to me something else. That sends out a different message. It's like I'm buying your love. And I don't.
Desperation.
I don't go in for that. I may have given my love. I may have given my affection freely, you know. And I don't mean I slept around a lot. I mean just showing love.
Right, hugging, holding
hands. But so far as going out buying stuff for them and clothing them, no, I don't go for that.
Now, my little brother, you know, and he's in a committed relationship now. But, you know, before he got in this relationship that he's in now, I mean, it's like, man, it's like he targeted women, it seemed, with low self-esteem because, I mean, they was, like, basically supporting him. You know, not that he wouldn't work or anything, but, I mean, it was like, I was like, dang, man, you know, what's going on here? But woman after woman after woman, and I don't know if he was targeting overweight women or if he just liked overweight women, but they were all overweight, and he's a little old fella. But I was like thinking to myself, see, he going after them women with low self-esteem because he know he can get stuff from them.
Exactly.
So, but he's no longer like that. He didn't grow out of that, I guess.
But no, I disagree with you now on that because, listen, I got some brothers, and I mean, they got darn good jobs, and I got brothers, and I mean, if I send y'all pictures of my brothers, you ladies will probably be drooling from your mouth. but my brothers, they like
big women.
Girls.
Yeah.
They like heavy girls. Now, they don't get one, no 300-400 pounds, but they like heavy girls.
Yeah, he wasn't going after no big ones like that, and they were all cute. And, they were all pretty women, and they carried themselves well. But
that's what I'm finna say. If you fix yourself up, it don't matter how big you are. If you fix yourself up, that's what counts.
Mm-hmm.
If you fix yourself up and look nice, that goes a long way. That goes a long way. And back to what Issa Hart was saying about older men, I mean, younger men and older women. To me, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Now, me, I have always liked it, older men. I only had one young boyfriend in my life. One. Just one. I always liked, my mother told us, I remember from a little bitty girl, my mother used to teach us, get somebody older than you, get somebody who's settled down,
mm-hmm.
that his mind is settled, mm-hmm. and that way he can take care of you. Mm-hmm. She said, don't go get nobody who's not settled.
Who ain't
and
sold
so
they oats yet.
That's the way I was taught.
Yeah, so they ain't sold their wild oats yet and ain't got it out their system.
Yeah, that's what my sister say. So I don't see no harm in it, and people dating older. I don't think it should get too far. But like my second son, his wife 5 years older than him. My other son, he was 5 years older than his wife. Now the baby boy, he got a girl older than him. But really, my baby boy, he's 31. He needs somebody like 40. He needs a 40-year-old woman. And I don't have a problem with that. And the reason why I say that, because my other son, like I said, his wife is older than him. And she has seemed to settle him.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, the Bible said, behind every good man, there's a good woman.
You
and
know
so
what?
You got some people can, when they, you know, when that age is there and that experience is there, that carries a lot of weight.
You know, you said as long as they not too old. I got a family member who married a man as almost as old, only about 5 years younger than her mother. And I was like, what the hell? And they not together no more, though, but I was like, man. You know, and mm-hmm. she met him in
well,
the church.
I got a young man go to church with me. He married a woman that's 10 or 15 years older than him almost. But the woman carries herself real nice. The woman, she's tiny and petite. The woman get around better than me. And now she's just beginning to look older. But when she married him, she wasn't looking that old. But she's beginning to look it now. But her body wise looks every bit of a 30-year-old woman.
I personally attract younger men, and they've been as young as 10 years or more younger than me. And you know, that's just the way it is. I look younger than what I am, and I attract men that are younger than me. And if their intellect and the way they carry themselves is you know, commensurate with me, if it goes along with me and what I'm talking about, I'll talk to them. But you've got some men who are, say, your age or whatever your age is, and they act immature. So you can't always judge somebody by their age, because I have talked with some older men and I'm just like, you're too old to be acting like that.
Mm.
You're too old to be talking like that.
Mm.
So I'm not one to put people down when they date somebody that's younger than them. If that goes with them, spring and winter romance, if that fits you and your relationship, you happy, he's happy, I'm thrilled. So I don't judge on that. Y'all do y'all thing. I do mine.
I didn't hear you, Asha.
I just said that I have dated men that are as much as 10 or 12 years younger than myself, because I look younger. I just attract younger men. It's not that I'm attracted to them, you know. They're attracted to me, and if we can carry on a conversation, and if they can carry themselves in a mature manner, then we could have a relationship. But right. I just kind of, you know, I'm not going to date somebody that's like 30. You know,
so you like them
like
young.
That'd be ridiculous.
No, I didn't say that.
I said they are attracted to me.
And it's nothing wrong with that. And you just give them some play. That's okay. You,
if we can have a conversation.
I
have a lot of energy. I can't deal with somebody that can barely move around. you know, and just like to sit home and watch TV, you know. I can't, you know, I got to have somebody that's got some energy, like to get out and do things, have a good time, and you know, like that. So, that's
now,
just me.
And I just, now, me personally, I just don't want nobody younger than me. That just me personally. I want somebody.
Yeah, yeah, that's a, it's a personal thing.
Yeah, it's a personal thing. Me, I'm looking, when I, like, when my first husband died, and it took me almost 3 years to date again. My mindset wasn't there. But when I started to date again, I did not want someone younger than me. Because this young man, he kept trying to date me. And I had to put him in his place. I said, look, baby, I don't mean no harm. I said, I was trying to help you because I have a son your age. My oldest son is about your age. And I just put him in his place because I'm not going to let nobody come in and I got to take care of you. Nope,
that's
oh,
not no.
Enough.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm
not taking
I'm
care
not
of anybody. I don't want to do that.
And see, and that's another one of our topics, too. Women are so crazy. They would just literally take care of these men. And the women done took on a new role. They don't even go to, the men don't even go to work anymore.
So do you think that this is a fad, Delta? Do you think this is just a fad, or is this something that's with the woman?
Fad. It's a new thing. It's a new day and age, and the young folks don't have no problem with it. But people my age and Miss Hattie's age and your age, we're not going for it. At least I know I'm not.
No, I'm not either. I'm just wondering why. I'm just wondering, you know, where did it come from?
I don't know. I guess it's a, like Scotty said, it's a new day, a new it's a new era.
But it has to come from something.
But they don't think like we think. They see things totally different.
And they're exposed to a lot of stuff that we weren't exposed to. That, again, a lot of people sleep on the power of the media. And you know,
oh, yes,
that's
they
why,
do.
That's why
yes.
The Bible tells you to guard your ear gate, guard your eye gate, and all of that. Because you can be, your mind can be programmed. And so
yes.
I believe that that has a lot. I'm not going to say that's the sole reason, but I think that the degenerate lifestyles that are put on display on that television, that's shaping a lot of young people's
Scotty,
minds.
You 100% right.
I think you're hitting on the nail now. That's why.
What did you say?
Exposure. I agree with him. I think it's the exposure. He's hitting the nail on the head.
Our phones are, somebody's phones are chopping up. But
yeah,
yeah,
it is. It is.
That's Scotty hit the nail on the head because I got a niece, and my niece loves the housewife, and she loves, what do you call it, the hip-hop something. To be watching.
Love and hip-hop.
And then my granddaughter gonna tell me that she like Pretty Little Liars.
Love what?
It's a show called Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little what?
Liars, like telling a lie.
Oh.
Liars.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I did see.
Yeah, and my granddaughter's crazy about it. And I told her, I said, you won't watch that up in here. That won't get watched up in here. And I agree with Scotty. They emulate a lot of that stuff. And like NeNe Link, ooh, I can't stand NeNe Link. NeNe Link act too ghetto. She act too horrible. She's no role model for
Does she have a show?
In the black community.
Does she have a show now?
Well, she left the show, but now, because she went off and started trying to do other things and change her image. Now, they said the other day, I heard on the news, that she coming back on for guest appearance. And she used to be on there old, just talking all that ghetto talk and cussing. But I like it one day. I liked it one day. They were doing a Apprentice with Donald Trump. And I never forget, Star Jones told her these words. I mean, Minnie Leakes was calling Star Jones a bitch, a whore. I mean, on TV, calling her all types of words. And Star Jones said two words to her.
You know,
she told her, she said, I am a educated, educated, horrible black woman.
There.
And she cut me to the length. I mean, she cut her down just with that. What she told her is, I'm educated and I don't talk ghetto talk. I don't talk like that. And that's what I agree with Scotty, what Scotty's saying. And Scotty's absolutely, he made me think. He is absolutely correct. And then, like they playing, I don't even watch this one. I call the black show. Everybody's so crazy about what Cookie is playing on.
Empire.
I can't stand that. I looked at it. Empire. I looked at it one time. I don't look at that.
You know,
I don't want to be betrayed like that.
There's an organization that I became aware of about 8 years ago called the Parents Television Council. Their website is parentstv.org. And I remember a few years ago, they were talking about the sexualization through television of young girls. And I watched that little video that they had put together. And I was like, because, see, I don't really watch TV outside of sports in the news. And so I was, like, shocked. I mean, it was like showing these are, you know, the characters be in high school. And they be in all, I mean, just all engaged in all kind of manner of sexual activity and stuff like that. And these are high school kids, you know, that they're portraying on television. I don't know how old the actors really are, but the Parents Television Council really kind of helped open my eyes up to just how pervasive it was. And so, but nobody likes to talk about that, though. They like to always put it on where you live or your skin color and whatnot. You know, Parents Television Council, I think they do a lot of work. They are for censoring stuff that's on television. Now, there's a difference.
And I think some things you should.
Yes, but there's a difference between the regular broadcast television, you know, like the stations that's not on cable. Now, that's on the public airways where you have to get a public license in order for you to operate your television station and put stuff on the airways because they are considered the public airwaves. Now, I think that stuff should be censored. And they don't even be following the rules that they're supposed to be following because certain adult-like content like that only supposed to come on at 10 o'clock p.m. between 10 p.m.
That's what
and
I 6
a.m.
That's what I thought.
But now
it used to be like that.
Yeah, it used to be like that. But now we got everybody got cable and direct TV and the satellite TV, and that ain't regulated at all.
Well, you know, that's why the man just killed he just killed somebody the other day. A man killed his son back here last month, and now he's been quite a month because his son looked at Empire, and Empire had the two gay guys in the bed all hugged up kissing, and his son says that he wanted to do that with another man. And his father walked in the room and got a gun and put it to his head and pulled the trigger. And killed his son, that is extreme. But we need to watch what we put on these shows before our kids. Now, let me tell you one thing. I'm not saying I have always been perfect and I'll be lying. But there are certain things that, I would go to my grave with. My children never saw me with another man but their father, plus the man that I married now since my husband been dead. My kids never saw me. Never. Never at all. You got to live a life before them. And some things you just don't let them see. And a lot of, and like Scotty said, a lot of the kids is open to so much stuff that's going on. It's just a lot of stuff going on. It's a lot of stuff. And kids are seeing a lot of, they're seeing a lot of sex. Every time you turn the TV on, and it's white women with blonde hair, a lot of black girls too. You got a lot of white women gapping up, they open their legs up, throwing them out everywhere. Throwing the breasts out. Wendy Williams, she almost got some titties so big, they so big, when she walks, she almost about to fall over. And I'm just saying.
I thought she already had big breasts.
Oh, you ain't seen her titty. She went and had implants put in. She was talking about her implants the other day on TV.
Well,
my
husband
said they look horrible. They so big, and then she done lost all that weight. Wendy Williams done lost all this weight, and she got these big old fake titties. See, young girls see all this stuff.
Delta.
Huh?
Delta, do you want to hear your letter?
Yeah, girl, yeah. Come on with it. Come on with it.
Okay. All right. This is the Ask Delta segment, whereas you can submit your letters to Delta Cougar regarding love, sex, money, relationships, life questions. This is our life coach segment. And Delta can answer your questions. You can send your letters in to the Lotus Place Radio Show at gmail.com. And this letter comes from a young lady who is torn because, and that's the title of her letter, torn, because she's a professional lady. And she travels with her occupation. And she is going to have to travel for the next couple of years, she says. And her husband lives, not her husband, I'm sorry, the person that she's dating lives in another state. And so they live in different states. I'm just summarizing the letter to make it quick because we only have about 15 minutes. The person that she's dating lives in another state, and he wants her to relocate and move to where he lives, but she's saying that why can't he move to the state that she lives in, Delta? So she wants to know from you, should she relocate to where he lives? They both earn about the same. So it's not like he's making more than her, so she should move with him, or she's making more than him, so she should move with her. So she's torn, and they've been having arguments about this, and she asked of you, Delta, what should she do to resolve this? Should she go ahead on and move with him since her job does require her to travel, whereas his job requires him to just be stationary? So should she move with him and just travel from that state, or what? Because he wants them to begin to live together. So what should she do?
Well, the first thing she need to do, she need to get that out of her head about going to travel with him. Because ain't no way that I'm going to give up my career and move down there with you, and you ain't got no ring on it. She crazy as hell. Excuse it. I got to break it down so they can understand. She crazy as hell. Ain't no way that I'm finna move across the country with a man and he ain't married me. And gonna talking about, gonna leave my job. Basically, what she do, because she gonna have to, you know, her job, you know, is she gonna have to, like, change base. So
what, why would she don't have to leave her job. He just wants her to move with him with the possibility of them marrying in the future.
No, I wouldn't do that. Well, you marry me before I up and commit and move down there. If I'm good enough to mm-hmm. live with, I'm good enough to marry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So no, I wouldn't do that.
He needs to marry.
Ditto. Ditto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. So he should marry Ditto. Her, and then they can talk about the arrangement.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Well, no, not me personally. Me personally,
uh-oh.
Now you know what I would do?
What?
Somebody
would you do?
Somebody was sending me a text. Me personally, you know what I would do? I would not, if he married me, now this is the type of woman I am. If he married me, I would go wherever he goes, and I would do whatever he say. Now that's just me now. He treated me right and taking care of me. I have always been that way. If you pay the cost, you can be the boss.
You can be the boss.
All you have to do is pay the cost. If you pay the cost, you can be the boss. I don't have no problem with that.
Hello.
I don't have no problem with that at all. Long as you keep me into a certain lifestyle, I'm good to go. I don't have no problem with it. So, but what I say to her is, I wouldn't jump up and go cross and give my job up and this and that in order to go down there with him. No,
but he's not asking her to give her job up, though.
No, he ain't asking her to give her job up, but she giving something up. She giving security up. She in a security place where she at. But then you gonna ask me to give up and come down there with you, and you not married to me, no strings attached or nothing. And then if things don't go right, cause let me tell you something, when you get to living with a person, you gonna find out their true color. You gonna find out all about them. Then when you get down there living together, you may not like it. And then there you go and gave up and uprooted yourself, and you ain't got nothing to show for it. So that's something to think about. Me personally, I wouldn't do it, young lady. If he want me to come down there, if you want me to come down there and share a bed with you, and I'm already got a good job and taking care of myself, now, and if you claim you love me and you want me so much and you want me to be with you, okay, come on, let's go to the altar. Now, which one is it going to be? Now, I'll find out whether you want me for real. If you want me for real, you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to tell me to come on cross there and let's
put a ring on it. Put a ring on it.
Let's go live together.
Put a ring on it. Put a ring on it.
Make it legal. Make it legal.
That is correct. That's what's wrong with these young ladies. They bring you down there, set up house with you. They set it up with you, and then turn around and get you all knocked up and 3 and 4 babies, and then they go on to the next one. So no, I wouldn't do it. I would not do it. If I'm good enough to travel across the country and come lay in your bed, and you lay between my legs, I'm good enough for you to marry. And if I'm good enough for you to go down there and eat it, I'm good enough for you to marry.
How does she get there? How does she get there? Oh, the dog's even barking.
Well, I'm just keeping it real. Like how the young folks say, keep it real. You're going to jump up and travel somebody. I always like my son bought a girl from Minnesota. It's his wife now. He brought her from Minnesota. And then he going to say, when the girl got him, he said the girl was getting on his nerves. And then he going to start saying, I ain't going to marry her. I'm going to just live with her. I took her aside. I took her aside. I said, look, I did this, and she'll tell you I done it. He don't know to this day I done it. I took her aside, and I told her, I said, look, I said, my boy brought you all the way from Minnesota, and you living with him. And he told you that he was going to marry you. And I said, you a fool if you let my boy get away with it. I said, you a fool if you let him get away with it. I said, now I would give him an ultimatum. If you going to marry me, you better marry me. If not, I'm gone. She gave my boy that ultimatum, and they got married. And I think they've been married now about 4 years, 4 or 3 years. So did. I told him, I said, girl, you a fool to let my boy bring you all down here. And then he go chasing other girls. I said, you better nip that in the bud. And I said, don't you ever follow a man across the country until he marry you. But he married her. I had to show her the rope, but he married her. They still married. So that's all I'm saying.
Well, all right then.
Do we have our second letter?
I have to agree with you.
Do we have
Me
our
too.
Second letter?
Ditto.
Like Rose, do we have our second letter? We're going to try to do two tonight. Is Black Rose on? Hello?
A little technical difficulty, maybe.
I think she Daddy? Dropped off. Please continue. I think she dropped off.
Okay, well, that's okay. We'll go back. But no, that's my thought is on that. Miss Hattie, what do you think? You think that she should just give up?
Oh, I definitely wouldn't go that route either. I'm in your corner on this one, 100%. You gotta definitely make it legal and be committed, and then you can do whatever you like. More than likely, hopefully, you pick the right one that's not gonna want to do too much of something out of
what you mean by that?
What you laughing, Scott?
I'm laughing at you. You said, hopefully, you won't want to do too much.
But look, let me give a shout out to all my fans who write in and who call in. And do y'all not know I had a lady who's been listening on the show? Mm-hmm. And I have no idea how she got my number, but you know I'm on Facebook, my number and everything on there. And the lady called me and told me she wanted to ask me a Delta question, but she didn't want to ask me. She didn't want to ask me on the air. So
really?
Yes, and she called me and I gave her and I told her what I thought. She asked me, what did I think about her situation with her boyfriend, and he didn't have a job, but she, you know, she liked him and stuff like that. I gave her my thought on it. I told her, look, I can get a piece of ding-a-ling anywhere. I can get a piece of ding-a-ling anywhere. I can get a piece. But why would I want something that ain't got no job? And you got your own house. You got your own house and own job. And you worrying about a man that ain't got no job. No. But anyway, I was saying to say this. She contacted me. And because through the segment that she been hearing on the radio. And she reached out to me and told me that she wanted to asked me some questions, and I answered her. But I also want people to know who are listening. You don't have to, when you call in, nobody knows who you are. You don't have to state your name, and you don't have to state what town you're calling from. You can just state your question, and we'll go from there. Because we're not trying to cause no one to lose their job or their dignity or nothing. And like I said, Delta Cougar is not the ain't got no big college degree, but Delta
cougar got a lot of common sense. And my common sense come from my mother, Miss Carrie Bell Franklin Jacob, who had 10 girls and 8 boys. And I'm going by and talking the way I talk is how my mother raised me. And I believe that's the best way to go. Bought sense is the best kind you can have. Because nobody
Sometimes, Delta Cougar,
go ahead.
You got to lose your mind and come to your senses. So I agree with you there.
Absolutely correct. And nobody went out of that house unless you were mad. No girls went out of there unless you were mad. So that's all I'm saying. And I appreciate all the letters and different ones sent to me. But I just had to tell y'all that. The lady reached out to me and had me in the
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, she said she listened at us and she likes us a lot. But she just didn't want nobody to know her business. So I was explaining to her, as long as she don't state her name and where she's from, nobody know who she is. She just asked her question.
That's good.
Yeah, so... Like I say, young lady, you got a good job, better stay where you at. Don't go down there and moving in with a man. Why you gotta go down there and move in? Come on, he needs your money to
help
work.
You'll be sorry.
I think that that's a good answer to her letter. Thanks, Delta. And thank you, Mother Zola.
You didn't have another one for us?
Well, you know what? No, I came so close to the time. It's 12 o'clock now. So we'll share two on the next show. How about that, Delta?
Okay.
All right.
And Miss Hattie will be hosting. Well, Icy Hattie will be hosting Sunday.
Great.
And we'll be looking forward to her wisdom. She knows she has some of the most profound knowledge you ever want to see.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Yes, she does. So we'll be back on Sunday.
And let me say this, and let me put this out there, y'all. Y'all know Miss Marie, who had been calling in, on the radio show, and she was trying to get her grandkids in Miss Hattie's great old state of Minnesota. They made their decision today. They're going to let the foster parent adopt Miss Marie's grandchild, and she is heartbroken. The judge made the decision to let them adopt. Let the white woman adopt these black kids.
That's so sad for Miss Marie.
That is. Yeah. But
it's a sad day for her, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I told her those white devils just don't do it.
Well, we'll be back on Sunday night. Now, I will be traveling. I'll be in the air. So, Mother Hattie, we look forward to you and Mother Zola and Delta Cougar.
On time.
Yes. Yes,
while you're flying.
I'll be flying in the
And Miss Hattie, you can get some good topics you want to talk about. You have a lot of great topics. We don't have enough time at 2 o'clock to get them in. So we need to get them in.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I like to talk about what the people like to talk about.
Indeed.
But I got one that's really going to be interesting. And I'll have to go find and do the research on it. It was a movie that was out, and I'll just give you a preview. These are high school girls, 10th graders, and it's kind of like the Bill Cosby thing, but these are white children. And I was listening to it on Democracy Now!, and basically what happened is they went to the party. Now, this is what was flooring me. The mother said her daughter asked her if she could go spend the night with her girlfriend, and she said that's not unusual. They always do that. But they ended up, and she said they were going to have a party at somebody's house who the parents were not there. So in other words, you know how the very wealthy Silicon Valley parents go out of to Europe or Italy or somewhere and wherever they go, and they leave the big mansion there and the children throw a big party while they're gone. That kind of situation. Make a long story short, the little girl ends up drinking too much, falls out, gets knocked out, wakes up the next morning. She's been, you know, violated, raped, got words written all over her body. The boys took pictures, uploaded them on, you know, the Facebook, the internet, and what have you. She ended up killing herself about this. Another girl did it. It was another part of the, I think it was, what state was it? Anyway, I'll find out. And I just want to see what people are thinking about those kinds of situations.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great one.
Absolutely. Thanks, Aisha. We'll definitely bring that up. And we will look forward to being back on the air on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for tuning in to the Lotus Place. Peace, good night, and namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Scotty.
Namaste.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you, Del.
Okay, peace and good night.
Yes. Thank you.